Isaiah chapter 6. I'll read to you a verse of scripture that the Lord laid on my heart. And we'll go from there for a little while tonight. I won't keep you too long. But you go home, time to get you some rest before work time tomorrow. And school's not going on now, I don't think. So you might have to get up as early as I do sometime. But it's not too bad to get up early if you make a habit of it. But it's awful when you get used to sleeping until 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, then have to break loose and go to getting up at 5. That tears you apart. But if you get up at 5 in the morning, it's not too bad, is it, after you get used to it. Okay, God bless you real good. And verse 8 of Isaiah chapter 6. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Our Father in heaven, I thank you for the blessed word of God. I thank you, dear Lord, for every thought that you've given me. I thank you, dear Lord, for this gathering together here tonight. I thank you, dear Lord, for every visitor that's visiting with us tonight. I thank you, dear Lord, for the church that's here tonight. Oh, God, I pray that you'll bless these requests, Lord, that we mentioned about the people that's to enter the hospital, already in the hospital, or just returned from the hospital. I pray for every one of them. Oh, my God, I pray tonight, Lord, you'll stir our heart and move, Lord, upon the scene. Let us see the glory of God, and I'll thank you for it. I praise you for it, Lord. Bless Brother Michael wins tonight. Oh, God, I pray you'll help us. As we go down yonder, Lord, give us that strength that's needed. Oh, God, that ability that's needed. But above all, Lord, let me have that touch from a spirit of a living God. Lord, I pray for that you'll touch our lips and illuminate our mind and saturate our soul now for just a little while. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you for what you do. Because of Jesus' wonderful name it, I pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? God's calling on somebody to do something. And there's so many times that we hear people say, well, there's just not anything at the church to do. You ought not to talk like that. There's more to do than you'll ever get done. There's more to do in honoring the Lord than you'll ever be able to get done. Most of the time when people say that, they're saying, we don't have no games and frolics in our church. That's really what they're saying. They're saying we love to play a little while. There's too much playing now. Who shall I send? I'm going to get back to this, but before we're going to preach down to this. The Bible tells us in verse 1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also, that word also means that he'd seen something before. He'd seen the death of the king. Then that it all, it caused him to look up and he's seen the Lord high and lifted up. A lot of people will never think about the Lord until death knocked somewhere in the family tree. And then they'll look up. They'll realize that their help must come from the other world. It takes a tragedy, an awful tragedy sometimes, to call people, to recognize that there is a God. Isaiah said, I saw him high and lifted up. Oh, praise the Lord. The Bible tells us, and his twain filled the temple, and above it stood the seraphim, each had six wings, each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, with twain he covered his feet, with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. I just see him go around the throne, praise the Lord, calling, holy, holy, holy. He's the one that sat on the throne. And tonight, people, me and you ought to be praised and high lifted up when the angels said, glory out of God in the highest, 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 and me that God know how. Just praise the Lord. Glory to God.
to the door and moved at the voice. When he seen the Lord high and lifted up, he could see on the inside of himself. Brother Robert just been teaching us in 2 Corinthians about measuring yourself among yourselves. You can always find maybe somebody you might tiptoe a little bit taller than they are. I'm not talking about physically. I'm not talking about from a spiritual standpoint. But tonight, if we compare ourselves among ourselves, it won't do too much, but we set Jesus in the midst of it. I dare you to compare yourself with a holy God, with a pure God, with a just God, one that's absolute holiness. We can brag on how good we've been, but when we stand before God and see him, I've never seen him high and lifted up. He sees maybe his best friend that died, the king, and they wondered what in the world we're going to do. Yet you children don't remember when Franklin Delano Roosevelt died. There's a lot of our country. He was a great man. He was a great man. He was a wise man. But yet he was a foolish individual with it. And during his administration, when the 18th Amendment was repealed and liquor was legalized, and this country's never been the same since then. It's been going downhill spiritually ever since then. Yeah. Don't you get mad at me because he was your hero. I'm just telling you, he led that deal to get that done. But he was outstandingly wise in a lot of ways. He put electricity where it never had been. He put people in an automobile and never had owned an automobile. And people glorified him. But I remember I was working a sucker ship for Goodyear in Rockmart, Georgia. And there's one of the people that would remember the same church I was. I come wringing her hands and said, "Oh, Preacher Cook, what are we going to do? The president just died." I said, "Well, maybe we'll get our eyes off of Washington and get him where they ought to be tonight." Amen. I want to tell you, they can do a lot of things and do a lot of good things, but then nobody can match the high and lifted up holy God that knows everything and controls everything. I want you to know, he's not out of business. Never had been and never will be. Well, praise the Lord tonight. Oh! We might think he's gone out of business. We might think that many times he's silent when we pray. Job looked for him. He prayed, couldn't get an answer. He said, "Though he slay me, I'm still going to trust him. Just as much as I may never get another answer, but I'm going to live for him anyhow." Well, praise the Lord. Well, thank God. When Isaiah seen his wretched being, when he seen God high and lifted up, he said, "Woe." Up to this time, Isaiah been woe this and woe that. But now he said, "Woe is me. Woe is me. I'm the one that's undone. I'm the one that's got unclean lips. I'm the one that's dwelling among people who are unclean lips. Oh, Lord. Woe is me." Then when he said that, there was an angel flew by with an altar and with a thong. He got a live coal and put it on his lip. Then he said, "Your sin is purged. Your iniquity is forgiven." We never did good. I'm just saying, "Whoa, it's me. I'm the one that needs help, Lord." God will never bless us until we want to bless him. You don't catch this like you catch the measles. You're going to want this before you get it. "Whoa, it's me. Not the other fellow, Lord, but me. I'm the one that needs some help." And when he did that, there comes something from the altar of God. And the throne, he sees the throne. And the throne means something. The throne shows you the holiness of God, the purity of God. And the altar will show you sacrificial love. Hallelujah. The throne demands judgment. But the altar says, "I'll take the judgment for you." Oh, praise the Lord. The throne demands holiness, and there's nowhere in the world that men you can match it. But on the altar of the Lord Jesus Christ, he can be our holiness. I can brag on him. I can put them on him. And I'm not afraid to recommend him to anybody. No matter how poor you are, how rich you are, how much they know, how much they don't know. It doesn't matter whether you got new shoes on or not. I'm not afraid to recommend Jesus out of anybody and everybody. We're praising name. Now, when that loud order has fire come on the altar, testing it, purified it, oh, praise the Lord. Then God said, whom shall we send? And who'll go for us? I can just see him and just praise him around with both hands up and just, here am I, send me. Well, praise the Lord. Well, where do you want us to go, Lord? It might be down across the tracks to see somebody that's under privilege. He didn't want you to tell them about the Lord. It might be somebody that lives on Million Dollar Avenue. He wants you to talk to them. I can talk to them, folks. Yes, you can. It depends on whoever. I'm not talking about ringing the cowbell and saying, look at me. I'm not saying that. I don't mean that at all. I went to a doctor here in Albaville. I told him someone I might have told him. The third time I went to him, before I told him what I really ought to told him the first time, you go in the waiting room, you know, and wait till the doctor comes in. When he come in, he spoke. And he said, you're not supposed to be sick. You don't have time to get sick. Then I told him, I said, I want to apologize to you. That kind of set him back. He said, for what? I said, this is the third time I've been to see you. And I haven't asked you if you've been saved, but I'm asking you today if you've been saved. He said, well, now all of us believe in God. I said, that's not what I said. And I didn't talk about that. I asked you directly if you've been saved. And I ought to ask you, this is the first time I met you, but I didn't. He said, well, I've been saved, but said, I'm not where I ought to be with the Lord. And it wasn't too hard, did it? And we dealt with a man over in Cedar Town, Georgia. He got like an eel fish. Have you ever seen one? They just slip around the net, get away from him. Every time you try to lead him up to talk about the Lord, just like a fish, you go around the net. And I promised the Lord one day, Lord, if you'll let me go back to that man's house one more time and give me the opportunity, I'm not going to let him get away. Wasn't long. He wasn't saved. His wife remembered the church was trying to pass him. She invited us to go home with him for dinner. And while they were washing dishes, me and him sat in the backyard. He got to talking, and he started that fishing going again. I said, now wait a minute. I'm over here for one purpose today, and that's to talk to you about the Lord. And you know, when I faced him eyeball to eyeball, he wasn't a bit of trouble in the world talking to him. He told me he appreciated some of me being concerned. He didn't get saved until I was ever right after I left. I did get saved. But I'm glad the Lord let me witness to that man. He was a nice fellow. But he didn't want to talk about the Lord. He didn't want to talk about nothing except some frolicking plan to go around. But God, let me witness. He'll let you do the same thing. Who shall I say? Who will go for us? Oh, who will go for us? Who will tell the story? Who will let that drunkard know that there's something better for him? Who let that nobody know there's something better for him? On the reason that boys and girls, men and women, is on the needles, the bottles, and all that kind of stuff. They're looking for something. It'll fill a vacuum inside of them. When God made man, God made him in a way. He never be completely happy. And he honored the one that created. You may gain the world. You may be the most popular student on the campus. But if you don't have the love of God, you're robbed by the forces of hell. Give me Jesus. Just give me a little bit more of it. If you don't want it, wait God to let me have more of it. We're praying his name again. Thank God for Jesus. Woo.
Yes.
We're praying the Lord.
Glory.
Who'll go? Who'll go for us? We've got to see the need before we'll ever go. We'll never make the step until we see the need of it. Friends, today, God help us to do what we can every time we can. And that don't mean that everybody you see, that don't mean that everybody you see will appreciate it. I've often to play with people in the hospital, and they say, preacher, don't pray for me. I don't want you to have prayer with me. But I walked down the hall praying for them, and they didn't know it. They wouldn't let me play with them, but they didn't even talk to them when they could talk to them. Friends, today, not everybody want to hear about it, but it's my duty and your duty to tell people. Is he what we say he is? Is he what we say he is? Is he really the Savior of the world? Is he the Redeemer of mankind? Did he love mankind enough to die like a criminal to keep him out of hell? If it all that. It's more than I ever dreamed it was. It is all that. Why can't we brag on him a little bit and say, that's my friend. That's my friend. His name is Jesus. He's not hard to get acquainted with. It don't take an education to do it. All it takes is to know in your heart you need him. And you'll know that. He's ready to supply that need. And the thing lost world needs tonight is a pardon from the other world. Oh, praise the Lord. And the thing about this, when he gives you a pardon, he don't put you on parole. You've got it made. When he gives you a pardon, you're headed for a different country, a different walk down here. You'll meet the same people. Now, I really thought that when I got saved, them old roughnecks that I'd run with, I thought everybody I told would want to know the Lord. I really thought that. But it wasn't long till I found out that didn't want it. Then when the Lord called me to preach, now I'm going to try to preach the first time on the fifth Sunday night in December 1944. I told them old roughnecks I was going to try to preach. I thought the house would be running over people, but it wasn't. Didn't none of them come at all, right? Oh, the Lord let me have the truth to do it. I thought everybody wanted it, but they don't. They don't want it, but somebody does. God help us, but who will go for us? Who will go for us? It might be somebody in the nursing home, but the Lord wants you to go visit. He said, when did you see me first? Did you give me drink? When did we pass you up and didn't do it? He said, when you do it to the least of these, my brother, you do it to me. Oh, praise the Lord. When the last time you did it, you shut in. You weren't able to go to church. Maybe he wants to send you. Oh, would you say in your heart, Lord, here am I, send me. Let me go, Lord, but you'll have to go with me. Oh, praise his great name. He's the best friend that you'll ever have. Nobody ever loved you like the Lord loved you. God will let you see some things you never dreamed you'd get to see if you just turn your life completely, unconditionally over to him. Who will go for us? Oh, who will go for us? What a plea, what a plea. Whom shall I send? Somebody said, oh, let so-and-so do it. He might want you to get a blessing. God could have saved Saul of Tarsus without Ananias going over there. But he wanted Ananias to get a blessing. Ananias prayed for Saul, no doubt, many times. But he was scared when God told him, the Lord told him, that Saul of Tarsus was out. He said, we've heard of this man. We've heard of this man. But the Lord said, he's praying. You don't have to be afraid of slipping up on somebody on their knees praying. They won't hurt you. They'll not harm you. You slip up on one by themselves in the woods or in the back room praying. They won't bother you. You need to be afraid of them. They're down to business with God. Well, praise the Lord. Oh, and you just want Ananias to get that old cold, moved off, and give him a blessing. Maybe he's been going through the rough time down there. He just wanted a blessing for your good. He said, I want you to go down and tell him some things. I want you to tell him. He went down there for a thing and said, well, Brother Saul. Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, appeared to you on the way, has told me to come down here and have you. Oh, glory to God, great name. I'm glad Ananias went. After that man got saved, no doubt he said, hey, Miss Ananias, that old mean fella we've been afraid of has got right with God. Well, praise the Lord. I imagine he said, I'm glad I went. Woo! Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. I'm glad the Lord is the Lord. Who will go for us? Whom shall I send? Isaiah, as you got cleaned up, he said, give him mine. Send me. Then he went back to him and said, how long, Lord? How long? Oh, would you please look at it? The afternoons of the city be wasted without inhabitants. Houses for that man. Think about it. Don't know if anybody goes see. read this sixth chapter of Jonah. How long, Lord, men for them to the city be wasted without a man, the house without man, the land be utterly desolate. As long as you find somebody, he said, I want you to go.
Hey.
As long as you find somebody, listen, I want you to come. Praise the Lord. Oh, hey. Who go? But I've never been in where you could go. You may be the one to carry the torch in front of somebody. How many of them were in this morning just a second when they recognized, they beheld Jesus in them? They knew that they were on the money, and they became bad news, Rabbi. They didn't look like a rabbi. They didn't look like a fellow that would love the Lord like they did, that clerical robe on. But the Bible said they put notice that they had been
yes.
Oh, what a mark he left on them. What a mark he left on them. In the world, see, we walk to the Lord. In the world, see, if we have been resisted, God help us tonight. God help us tonight. A ragged baby woman. I'm not talking about ringing the power bell. I'm talking about walking with God in his hand. Oh, throw that old arrogant spirit away. And let me have more of what Daniel had. The Bible said Daniel had an excellent spirit about him. That must have been the Holy Spirit. When they wanted to feed him to the lions, the Bible said he had that excellent spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Something different about this man. He's been with the Lord. No end of captivity. He kept the windows open between him and Jerusalem. Oh, tonight we're living in a strange world. We're living in a world of captivity. The world turned their nose up at you. A lot of churches will. If you talk about living a godly, dedicated, separated life, if the women look like women, the men look like men and act the same way, they'll say you're off of your rocker. Let them say what they want to. If I can just have the presence of the Lord, I'll be happy while they are criticizing. Well, praise the Lord. Who shall go? Who shall I send? How long do you want me to go? How long do you find anybody? That's the one I want you to go to. Well, praise the Lord. You may be the only one that's keeping the wrath of God off of some of your loved ones. If you quit playing, who do you think going to play? God help you tonight. Have you ever just almost give up on anybody? Have you ever prayed for somebody so long? Then the devil says there's no use to pray. They're gone. Then you use to pray for them in the morning. Don't take that for an answer unless God tells you. No, don't have a vision of Israel. Do you know someone that you're about to pray for again? Do you know someone that's lost that you're about to come and pray for again? Do you? Lord, how long do you want me to go? Oh, how long do you want me to go? Oh, don't you take your case to the Lord. Day by day. Don't give up. Oh, if you give up. If you give up, who's going to take your place? If you quit praying, who will pray? God help us today. God help us today. Oh, who shall I sing? Oh, praise his great day tonight. I'm glad the Lord is still the Lord. I'm glad he's still got all our power. Oh, just before I pray for these people down here in the altar, it's full. I thank God for everyone that's here. Is there somebody on your pew now? Good enough to be remembered in prayer. While we join these in prayer, would you slip your hand up and let it down? How about it right quickly? Do you need prayer, man? Just slip your hand up. Let's pray together tonight. How about it? God help us this evening. God help us. Let's pray tonight. Amen. Our Father in heaven, I want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I want to thank you, dear Lord, for your love. And I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for caring when I didn't care. Oh, Lord, I know that within myself I can't do a thing. But, Lord, with you, if you'll just help me, Lord, how am I not doing good a job as somebody else? But just help me to do that I can. Oh, Lord, you're the one that's to be honored. You're the one to be praised and glorified. I want to thank you again, dear Lord, for the singing tonight. I thank you, dear Lord, for our musicians. I thank you, dear Lord, my song director, my special singers. Dear Lord, I thank you for the church family. Oh Lord, that devil is lost and undone. I pray for these who were here this morning, Lord, that they didn't come to the altar. Thank you, dear Lord, for speaking to their heart. Oh Lord, I know that you've got all power. I know that you've got all power, Lord. I know that you're able to do great things. I know you're able to do miraculous things tonight, Lord. And I pray that you'll please give us a good revival. To that man who we spoke to in the hospital, to that bride who's got them daughters, Lord. Oh, God, speak to his heart.